The court in Cairo has sentenced 38 Al-Azhar University students to jail for their recent protests in support of Egypt's ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Nas City Misdemeanor Court sentenced the students to 18 months in prison. Last week, 12 pro-Morsi students from the same university were sentenced to 17 years in jail in a similar case. Egyptian security forces stormed the dormitory of Al-Azhar University on Wednesday, killing a student and wounding dozens of others. They also detained dozens of pro-Morsi students and set one of the buildings on the university campus on fire. Egypt has been gripped by political turmoil and street protests since the army's ouster of Morsi in early July. Let's get more about the sentencing. Mohamed Chalabi is our correspondent who joins us from Egypt's capital, Cairo. Well, Mohamed Chalabi, tell us more about this. How many students are we talking about and what are the sentences that they've received?
Yes, Kaveh. Many here in Egypt are surprised at the past earlier rulings against Al-Azhar students. As you mentioned last week, 12 Al-Azhar students got 17 years in jail for similar accusations, and now you have 18 months in jail for a similar role in protest. Now, both these rulings were issued by a Nasr City misdemeanor court, and both will be appealed, according to lawyers. And lawyers of this latest case said that the court didn't even allow them to look into the findings of the ruling itself. Many are saying that Egypt is now witnessing revengeful justice or a random justice at the moment. Now, the Al-Azhar Students' Union has condemned this newest ruling and said that the interim authorities were out there to get revenge from the Al-Azhar students, who have offered more than 100 marchers in their protests in the defense of the legitimacy of the army overthrown President Mohamed Morsi and in their anti-coup movements at large. The Sheikh of Al-Azhar, Dr. Ahmed Al-Tayyib, in the meantime, while expressing sorrow for the loss of life yesterday in the case that involved the dormitory incidents, did accuse the students of trying to put the dormitory on fire, a charge denied by the students' movement, who said that this was their home and they couldn't do this to their own properties. Now, today, across much of Egypt's universities, there were protests in support and solidarity with the Al-Azhar students, who were attacked by police and army forces yesterday inside their dormitory after the early Thursday protests across dormitories across Egypt. The government is accusing Al-Azhar students of trying to stop and halt educational activities in order to get from the state's pride, but says it will not allow this to happen. And it has responded by saying that a new protest law will be ratified soon, and that it has also given permission now to police to enter university campuses without getting the permission from the university heads or the
right.
Prosecution, Kaveh, in a big development here.
Thank you very much, Mohamed Chalabi, talking to us there, our correspondent from Cairo. Thank you.